everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Amy Talks. I'm your host, Amy, and today we're talking about something that can be scary to some, but a normal occurrence to others, attending concerts alone. Have you hesitated to buy that ticket because you're unsure about going solo? Well, I'm going to describe my experiences and my tips for a successful experience attending a gig on your own. So for this week's good news story, and for anyone who doesn't know what the good news story is, basically every week or every episode, I shouldn't say every week, I kind of find a story that's positive or a bit of good news to maybe brighten your day or get away from the doom and gloom of life, especially at the moment with economic crises and all the rest of it. So my story this week is quite an interesting one. It was reposted by a female lead on Instagram, and they're like a sort of empowerment page and kind of positivity page, which is great. And they posted a video of this woman basically saying that her mum won't be coming to her wedding because she's gay, which is absolutely awful. And this guy replied to her video and said, "Hi, my name's so-and-so." And this guy runs a charity called Stand in Pride. It's kind of a safe, supportive home kind of for the LGBTQ plus community to come together and support each other. Now, part of that is what's called stand-ins. So he will, or his people, the people that he operates with around the world and volunteers will go and be like fathers of the bride or, I don't know, bridesmaids or something like that. Because if you have family that discriminate against you and don't want to celebrate your life, there are celebrate your wedding or I don't know an important event in your life, there are people who will step in and do that for you, which I think is amazing. I'm just looking at the website and there's lots of groups for everywhere. There's one for pretty much nearly every state in the US. There's one for like Europe, so that's obviously my area. And different things, and lots of people saying, you know, "I'm happy to be a stand-in at anything you need," or, you know, if there's something that you want to share with someone, but maybe your family isn't as supportive, then that's a really good option. And it's amazing, really, that people can kind of come together in such an amazing way and brighten people's lives and people's, you know, occasions. The link to the story will be in the show notes if you want to go and watch the video and find out a little bit more about them. It's now time for the discussion part of this episode. So I have attended plenty of concerts and shows on my own ever since I was probably at uni. Was the first time I ever did it, and I must admit it was quite scary. You know, putting together all the like logistics and being like, "I'm not going with anyone." It was really quite a bit intimidating as well, actually. But even, you know, now I've become quite an accomplished solo concert goer. I even went to the O2 on my own, which was pretty interesting, being in such a large arena and not having anyone to, you know, chat with or anything. But I suppose being able to see the people that I was seeing was more important to me. One thing that I kind of, throughout all of my instances of going to concerts alone, the one thing that I have kind of realised is that people won't judge you. Like, there's nobody there that will be like, "Oh my God, look at her. Like, she's, you know, waving her arms about and having a good time." Nobody cares. People are either focusing on themselves, the band, or recording it on their phones. Like, they don't care what you're doing, whereas if you go with someone else, you know, maybe they might, like, laugh at you or video you when you don't want to be, you know. So it's quite nice to kind of have that time on your own to enjoy the music that you're there for. People are there for music, that's what they're there for. That's what they're there to see, they're not there to see you or anyone else. So it can be quite a liberating experience in its own right, in that, you know, when I go to see someone that I really enjoy, you know, I have a really good time because I enjoy that person or that band, and, you know, I really want to, you know, go and enjoy it with other people who like them as well. You have a common interest with all of these people, so if there's someone around you that, you know, looks approachable and kind and stuff, you know, go and talk to them, go and, like, make conversation, talk about your favourite songs or your favourite moments or whatever. To be fair, having said that, I don't do that, but I know a lot of people that do. Like, people sit around me and just have a chat. Like, they don't know each other, they're just chatting. So, yeah, it's a really good kind of community environment as well, I guess. Personally, I don't really understand the people that say, oh, well, I'm not going to go to that because so-and-so isn't going. I can kind of understand it, you know, if you like the same band and you're, like, best friends or whatever. That's fair. But at the same time, why would you miss out on something just because you'll be on your own? So many people have said to me, oh, I don't know how I could do that. It's not hard. You just turn up and see people. I can understand it from an expense point of view because it is expensive to do things on your own and, you know, you don't have someone to split the cost with and whatever else. But I budget for that. So I put in, on my little spreadsheet that I've got a little experiences bit. And that's for, like, concerts, shows, you know, travel, all of that sort of thing. And I put a set amount into that bit every month. And then I'm able to afford these things. And I suppose another element is the security. Because if you're in a group or, you know, as a pair, you have more kind of, I suppose, defence if something happens. Like, I'm not saying it ever would, and I don't wish it on anyone, obviously. But that's what apps like Find My Friends are for. So, for example, when I was at uni and I used to go to concerts and things on my own, my dad would have my location on my phone. So then he could see, you know, if I got back to the hotel okay, or if I got to the venue all right, and if I got home okay, you know, all of those sorts of things. And having, having things like that kind of put your mind at rest, really, because you know that somebody in some ways is looking out for you. Because, if you're on your own, I guess you're quite vulnerable in that respect. But never had any issues or anything, you know, when I was away, when I've been away and stuff. So, I mean, in terms of, like, security and stuff, never really had any problems with that, you know. Everybody's been very nice and very friendly and, yeah, never met any bad people or anything like that. So, I feel very, very grateful for that. But, yeah, so I think it's quite an interesting kind of element to it, I suppose. Speaking of security, actually, there was one arena, I'm not going to say which one, that I went to. And obviously, after the absolutely horrendous tragedy that was the Ariana Grande, obviously, concert terrorist attack, that was absolutely awful. They imposed this rule now where you're not allowed things like backpacks, which I can entirely understand. I might be wrong in that it's just big backpacks, but I thought it was all of them. Now, I'm not a handbag person. I like to have a backpack. That's just who I am, and I think who I've always been. I've never been one for handbags. Because it was in the winter when I went to this particular arena, I have a massive coat with lots of pockets in it. It's like, do you know that U17 song, the Christmas one? The jackets they wear in that, it's a bit like that. And it has, like, loads and loads of pockets in it. So I just shove everything in my pocket because I have the space too, and I can, which is very useful. When I went to the security line, obviously in this arena, because they have to check everyone, obviously, before you go through to your seat, I wasn't happy with the fact that they didn't ask me any questions. Maybe that's me just being overcautious, but I had a, you know, one of those phone bank things that you get, the battery things? I had one of those in my pocket, and the beeper went off, and they were just like, just go. And I thought, that's so bad. You get more security in airports than you do arenas. And arenas are packed with more people, in my opinion. Or in an enclosed space, anyway. And I just thought, felt then and still do now, very uneasy with the fact that they didn't ask me what was in my pocket. They didn't ask me why I didn't have a bag. They didn't ask me, you know, anything. I thought, why? If somebody came up to me and I was a security person, I'd be like, why? Show me what's in your pocket. And I went to another arena a couple of months before that. And they did. They said, can you show me what's in your pockets? So I got all the stuff out of my pockets. And they were like, yeah, that's fine. Which was fine. I didn't mind that. I would rather they ask more questions than just let me go. But I can see it from their point of view as well, I suppose. In that this particular arena, the capacity was something like 15,000. Imagine scanning and questioning 15,000 people. That would take forever. So I can kind of see it from their point of view as well. In terms of kind of mental health, I suppose, it does tap into that as well. You know, I know now from previous experience, and this is one kind of tip I have, you know, try things out. So I went to a concert for Old Dominion. They're a country band, I guess you didn't know. They're brilliant, by the way. And I bought a standing ticket. I immediately regretted it because I felt so anxious stood in that crowd, and I thought, no. So now whenever I go anywhere and I want to see someone, I always buy a seated ticket. I don't care how expensive it is, even if I have to pay a little bit extra. It doesn't matter to me because my priority is always, am I going to be happy, you know, here in this place doing, you know, seeing this band, you know, standing up? Probably not. And I really want to enjoy it and kind of get into it and sing my little heart out. That's normally what I do. Another thing about kind of to do with mental health is it gives me something to look forward to, particularly as, how can I put this? Things at home aren't great at the moment. And I think going away by myself gives me that space from everyone because there's four of us living in this house together all the time. So it becomes quite not claustrophobic, but kind of cabin fevery, I suppose. Having that time away to myself is just lovely. And I treasure it every single time because I know that I have to go home and eventually at some point, and I can carry the memories of the great event, you know, with me and enjoy them as well. Believe it or not, this may sound a bit mad, but I do have like a post-show routine that I've put together over the years. We'd get a pizza in, usually go outside and collect it in my PJs and like the little hotel slippers they give you. If ever you see me outside a hotel looking a bit out of place in some black PJs and some slippers, I haven't lost my marbles. I'm usually waiting on a pizza delivery. And for some reason, I don't know why, if it's just me being odd, but I have to do something entirely and wholly different to what I've just seen. So for example, when I went to see Kelsey Ballerini, who is a country singer, in February, I came back and sat and watched a Netflix documentary for like a couple of hours. But I can't look at the pictures. I can't have anything to do with the event I've just seen until the next day. So I can't look at any of the pictures. I can't like think about it at all. I think that's my way of processing it in some weird way, kind of doing something different, kind of, I don't know, manage my emotions about it, I suppose, or just kind of process things in my mind, maybe. I don't know, it's just something I've always done, and probably always will do, to be fair. So I have that little bit of time to just chill out, relax, do my thing, watch whatever I want on the telly or on my laptop or whatever, do something different, as I said, as opposed to what I've just seen. So yeah, so that's my little routine for you. If you're ever interested, not that you are, but it's quite nice because it brings a sense of familiarity to an event, particularly if it's a band I've never seen before or, you know, have been to see again or something like that. Like, I know that it will always end with me doing that, so it's quite nice to be looking forward to eating my pizza and chilling out. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to let you know that I'm up for an award, of all things. It's part of the British Podcast Awards. It's a listener's choice. Now, I know that I'm probably not going to get enough votes to win, but at least one vote might be nice. So basically, you just go on to the britishpodcastawards.com, you go up to the shortlist bit, listener's choice vote, type in Amy Talks, verify your email, verify your vote, and your vote will be counted. Again, not expecting to win, but a couple of votes from you lovely listeners would be very nice. The voting closes on the 5th of September, so you're going to need to hurry. That's all for today, everyone. So thank you very much for listening to another episode of Amy Talks. I hope you enjoyed my ramblings about attending concerts on your own, something I would definitely recommend. If you liked this episode, please feel free to rate and subscribe on most podcast platforms. Just search Amy Talks. If you want to keep up with future episodes and what I'm up to, including my weekly Follow Friday series, then follow me on social media on Twitter at Amy Talks Podcast and on Instagram at amytalks.podcast. Until next time, bye!